a.m. on February 2nd, 2022, and I will call the meeting of the Santa Barbara County Air Pollution Control District Hearing Board to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Dr. Colomé?
Here.
Mr. Cox?
Here.
Mr. Peters?
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Saperstein?
Here.
And Chair Dressler?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. I think today we can dispense with the housekeeping items. There's no need for you to read those into the record. So what I would like to do is move straight to the item B on the agenda, reconsider the circumstances of the COVID-19 state of emergency. Would you please read the item into the record?
Certainly. Reconsider the circumstances of the COVID-19 state of emergency. One, reconsider the circumstances of the COVID-19 state of emergency. Two, consider whether state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. Three, find that the legislative body has reconsidered the circumstances of the state of emergency and that state or local officials continue to impose or recommend measures to promote social distancing. And four, direct staff to continue to notice and hold hearings as remote hearings consistent with Government Code Section 54953E3.
All right, thank you very much. Maria, would you please give us a briefing regarding this issue?
Certainly. Well, the state of emergency is still in existence, and the public health officer, our public health officer, continues to recommend social distancing, and by the way, also face coverings when someone is inside a public space. It's up to you to reconsider what I've just said and then decide whether or not the board would like to continue meeting remotely.
Thank you very much. I will bring this matter back to the board for discussion. Board members, I'm open to any comments or questions you may have.
I am fine continuing remotely, at least for another month. I see no harm in it, and it's protective of all of us and staff.
This is Lee. I can support remote also.
And I think we've been very efficient working through Zoom. If it was otherwise, I might reconsider, but I think we can continue this.
Mr. Peters here. I was overheard saying that I'm never going back to face-to-face meetings. So anyway, there's an opinion. We'll see if I feel that way in the future, but Zoom has been very efficient. And anyway, I suppose it's mitigating in that we seldom have any public participation whatsoever. So meeting electronically has not disenfranchised any interested parties. Anyway, those are my thoughts. Thank you for listening.
Ms. Aldana, right. I believe there aren't any public comments.
Oh, well, I'll get to them.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so are there any other comments from the board or board members? I tend to agree with the consensus on the board that this appears to be recommended by the health officer. It's within our authority to have these meetings by Zoom. And we have, I think, learned how to use Zoom to be efficient in the way we operate our meetings. And there's plenty of opportunity for the public to participate if they so wish. Probably even more participation opportunity because of the convenience of Zoom. So I tend to agree with anybody, whether everybody here. So what I'll do is I'll go out to the public now in case there happens to be anybody. Is there any public comment? I'd like to open public comment on this issue. Is there any public comment?
Chair Chair Dresser, we did not receive any public comment.
All right, I'll close the public comment period. I'd like to hear the pleasure of the board. Can I get a motion on the matter?
This is Lee, so moved.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Lorena, would you please call the roll?
Dr. Colomé?
Yes.
Mr. Cox?
Aye.
Mr. Peters?
Yes.
Mr. Saperstein?
Yes.
And Chair Dressler?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right. Let's move on to the next item here. Item C is public comment period. I will now open the meeting to any member of the public or the board members who wish to speak to the board on any item that is not on the agenda.
Chair Dressler, we did not receive any public comments.
Then I will close the public comment period.
Chair Dressler?
Yes.
Pardon me, a public comment from the board you suggested. I just perhaps like to say that last time we gathered, that was a difficult meeting, listening to the ongoing efforts out there on the offshore oil platforms. That really left a mark, I suppose, in my awareness of the difficulty that they're having out there. And anyway, I just wanted to share that. I suppose it's a good effort that's underway, but wow. We'll be hearing from them again, and expectations are low that they'll be able to make significant progress. Huh? Anyway, that's my public comment.
Thank you, Mr. Peters.
I'll add briefly to that, because there was actually something that I was a little uncomfortable with in the last meeting, which was negotiating the conditions on the fly. When we approve these variance requests, we're not only approving meeting the legal requirements, but we're also implicitly, if not explicitly, approving the recommendations from the staff in terms of the conditions. And what my discomfort was that some of the issues may have been something that the engineering staff at the APCD would like to look at. So I'm just offering that as a point of conversation. I'm not sure that it makes a lot of sense to be negotiating the conditions that the staff has put together on the fly.
I tend to agree with the sentiment. It's often awkward if you leave those negotiations between the board and the applicant, simply from an expertise standpoint. Even though we have a judicial authority to be able to do that, a lot of times I think board members don't feel like they have the technical expertise to make sure that whatever they're negotiating is technically sound and the best for air quality. And in that case, we would want to defer to the staff to make that analysis. But then when you're, like you said, when you're doing that on the fly, that can be awkward, and I think it can lead to mistakes. So I think that we should request of staff to try to avoid this to the greatest extent possible. On the other hand, and I think Maria might support me or corroborate me on this, it is the right of the applicant to request changes like this from the board, especially if they're not in agreement with staff. And at that point, we do have to be the adjudicators of that dispute between the staff and the applicant.
Yeah, that is correct. But however, you should have plenty of time and as much as information as you need to be able to make that decision. So if it comes back like everybody's saying on the fly, I would think that it's because it just came up and you have to make a decision. You can just not make the decision, put it into a special meeting or put it into the next meeting, put it over to the next meeting, request the expertise you need, which is, to me, it's kind of, well, if you've got an issue where the APCD does not agree with the applicant, and this board is supposed to be a neutral third, you know, third party decision maker, correct? You're the judges. You're going to make a decision between two parties. And in this case, usually APCD is in line with the applicant. They recommend it. But in those instances where they're not, then where do you turn to get your analysis if you need an expert to give you information, correct? Do you use the expert that the APCD has? Well, we know where they stand. So I'm not quite sure that's a very objective way to do it. But I don't know what your other options are other than to hire your own engineer.
And then I'm going to suggest we, since this wasn't on the agenda, we table this.
And so this was just in general. It wasn't. Right. You know, it wasn't as specific to any one applicant or party. This is in general, but we should, if you're interested, we should put it back on an agenda.
Yeah, it is an interesting discussion. I mean, I remember once when the hearing board in Los Angeles, they came in with a variance, and the hearing and the district supported the variance for the applicant, and the hearing board decided that the applicant didn't deserve a variance and issued an abatement order instead, like on the fly. And everybody was, the staff and the applicant were shocked, but it was within the authority of the hearing board to do that. But the hearing board down in LA at the time consisted of people, highly qualified people, engineers, physicians, that were specific. And the physician was a specific lung health physician. The engineer was an air quality engineer. And so it was like they had this onboard expertise, and they had a discussion and they came to that decision. And, you know, these can be interesting issues, and it might be something that we want to discuss with staff on the agenda, so that we can have a full body discussion about this and what the proper procedure would be.
Right.
So that nobody's surprised and we're not like stumbling. We know when we've reached some sort of impasse, we know what the next procedure would be to either make a special meeting or whatever like that. So that we know, we sort of have guidance as to where we should go rather than kind of fumble around.
And you have options, yeah. And then that way the public can participate, because this is, it's an important discussion.
Yes.
I think it's a very important issue.
Okay. But Lorena's correct. Sure,
it wasn't agendized, so we should really cut it.
But Lorena, would you make sure that staff is aware of this little discussion that we had, and that you can be prepared, so that they can be prepared to kind of address it in a future meeting?
I will.
And Lorena, the issue is pretty specific. I'm familiar in other administrative proceedings, other state agencies, that actually have staff segregated and allocated to the hearing board, separate from the applicant and the staff who is making some decision, either in conflict with or in tandem with the applicant. So much larger administrative agencies than we've got here in the county. But that is really the question that sounds like folks are struggling over. Can there be some, in some circumstances, dedicated staff to the hearing board separate from those individuals that are dealing with the applicant?
That would be a good part of that discussion. I agree. Okay, is there any other further comment on this issue before I close the comment period? Hearing none, I'll close the public comment period. I don't see any other items on the agenda. Is there any other business before this board today?
None, Chair Dressen.
Without any other business, then I'll adjourn this meeting to the next meeting, March 2nd, 2022 at 9:30 a.m. Have a good day, everyone.
Month off.
Thanks.